If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Let's start off by engaging in conversation with the co-founder of Sorbet Frozen, that is Mbongeni Masondo. But Masondo, sawubona.
Sanibonani njani?
Siyaphila kunjani?
Ngiphilile, ngiyaphilile.
Siyabonga Kaya Peace. It's such a pleasure to speak to you, sir. You have a fantastic business with a very nice name too, Sorbet Frozen. But for those who aren't familiar with your brand, what it is you do, help us understand what it is that you essentially do as a business that produces sorbet.
Okay, let me explain the whole sorbet name. So the sorbet name means someone you love, someone you call a bae. Baby Wako. So hence the name. And the company is ran by me and my fiance. So hence the name Sorbet.
Oh, lovely. Look at that. A nice partnership and union taking place. But I guess this business that started off on the sense of love is looking to spread more love to many South Africans around sorbet, which we know is a form of dessert or refreshing, I guess, confectionery.
Yes. Yes, most people call it sherbet, some call it fruit ice. You know, it goes with the roller name, a lot of names.
Got you. The background around the business and how it started.
So the company started in 2017. The idea was driven by us walking around the city and we'd see how dirty the city was. And it had fruits in the corners, fruits next to dustbin, fruits inside dustbins, and we'd look at this fruit and see that most of it is still good to eat. And we try to find who's the source, who's throwing away this fruit. So while we were walking around, we went to a fruit market in Clean Street downtown, and we saw street vendors selling fruits, and we saw it was them actually throwing away the fruits. So we decided to start a company where we buy the fruits from them in bulk and we turn the fruit into a sorbet. Where now we don't have to add any coloring, we don't have to add a lot of sugar because it's at its already ripened stage, which means that it's nice and sweet, it's nice, and it's ready, doesn't need any coloring. So the idea came about then, and we started buying the bulk foods from them, and we started the company, Sorbet. We were selling in the streets in Maboneng for quite some time, and as we grew, people knew us and move us around places and tell us to go here, to go there. And yeah, we went around. That's how the company started.
Got you. But this is also a very intriguing space that you're in, right? Because as you've mentioned, you have to source the fruits and the vegetables. You also need to process them. There's the manufacturing and the storage and the coolage component, cooling component. And then you also need to sell this to a retail market where Gugu, Lebza, Sinenjabulo are all going to be interested to buy it. So help us understand, I guess, the value chain, from source right down to retail and how you've had to be competitive in terms of your delivery.
So we thought of it as upscaling. We saw that the fruits we have now have downgraded, and we had to find a way to upscale them, to make them look good again, because no one wants to touch that brown banana. So how do we turn it into something that looks better? You know, that's where it started, how the concept came about. And selling it to someone else, it always, especially South African, it was, so what is this? So is this yogurt? Is that, we had to teach a lot of people what it was. We had to tell them it's made from this actual fruit, and they didn't understand or would think that it's an ice. But the more we explained, they saw the dance in the fruit, the dance in the flavor was, oh, actually, it's not ice. It's the actual fruit just churned and turned into something different. So kubanzima sometimes selling to most people, most Tom and Jerry, because they used to regular ice cream, bafuna ibisi, bafuna makanda. So mabadla, the fruits, they just like a bit offish. Some people have said ew to eating a strawberry, then most it's a strawberry flavor. Ingondi change and say, oh, actually, it tastes delicious.
And that also speaks to a level of consumer education, right? And I'm keen to understand how you've done that, especially in the form of building a community and a following in terms of your customer base.
So it was hard building that. Since we started in the streets, we were like literally selling on the floor. A lot of people didn't know what was this that we're selling. So we started giving out free tasters. We'll call people and say, come have a taste. Come have a taste. It's for free. And people will line up just for the taste. And while we were giving them the taste, we would tell them what's in it, how we made it, where we got the fruits. And people will get inspired, and we'll see people coming back, see people liking the idea. even Noma Bangayazi is so big or not interested into the fruits, they started liking the idea of us recycling the fruits and upselling and upscaling it.
We are sticking to talking all things business and keeping with the money, building up to our upcoming event next week, Wednesday, the Kaya 959 Kasi SME Summit in partnership with Standard Bank. And as you can imagine, it's really building up on the conversations we have here on the show, talking all things Ekasinomics. Before the ad break, we were in conversation with Umbongeni Masondo, co-founder of Sorbet Frozen. As you can imagine, it's actually creators of sorbet, or like an artisanal sorbet or dessert that's actually made from fruits and vegetables. Also working in an attempt to combat food wastage and really being innovative in terms of their reach to the market and providing a refreshing dessert to many South Africans. But we're also going to touch base now with Silebogo Molefe, a good friend of the show, our elevator pitch coach extraordinaire for the Kasi SME Summit in partnership with Standard Bank next week. He's also the founder of Share the Codes, building communities of entrepreneurs to leverage their networks, their strengths, and partnership there too. Lebza, good to have you with us. So sorry for keeping you on the line for so long. It's just been an exciting day speaking to Umbongeni and many other guests. Welcome.
I've actually enjoyed your show, hey? It's been great so far. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Lebu, when we had you on last week, we spoke to our previous winner from last year who gave us some insight into the growth of his business. I'm keen to hear your thoughts, not only into what we see with Mbongeni's business, but maybe even have you, pose some of your questions to him in terms of, growth and how best to pitch your story when you're looking to grow as an entrepreneur.
I'm actually loving Mbongeni's story. Like, no shy singam la proam. So I must also say the aesthetics on your website, on your Instagram, you guys are just popping. It's so beautiful to witness. So big ups on that. And you definitely deserved pitching last year and getting onto that stage and taking some of that money. So I'm praying that growth is continuing to happen because the space that you're solving for is huge. Wastage is a massive thing, and I'm at landfills where too. I cannot take up enough, and it's just about continuing to craft the story and being very clear about what the problem statement is and continuing to highlight it in a big way, and a problem statement comes with a number, right? So maybe highlight a bit of that, like how big, what's the size of this problem? That must always be top of mind for somebody who's not in your space. Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
Got you. And on that, I think there's also something beautiful about the story regarding sustainability that can be shared here, Lebza. Is that an avenue as well to dive into that could actually access the number of suppliers that come on board for Sorbet?
Absolutely. I mean, ESG is becoming a massive thing. I think in the near future, it will replace what BEE is right now. So a lot of corporations are investing heavily on environmental, social and governance. And in fact, in my network, I've seen quite a few businesses get invested in on that level. So e-business Abombongeni is within that realm, and it's just about how they package themselves for certain customers and stakeholders to understand what their purpose is for existence. And hence why I highlight making sure that the problem statement is so clear that a five-year-old gets it. And I mean, wastage is a massive thing at a global level. And those who are doing something about it deserve to be definitely celebrated. Mm-hmm. And also just being quite clear about how you're solving this problem, like you've given us the problem statement and what is the solution to it? And, like how far do you think you can take it? And, people out there, they're actually looking for big dreamers. We take that quite lightly, that you will go to an investor, a potential stakeholder, and say, hey, I'm trying to solve for this. And then when you start mentioning your numbers, we tend to have this inferiority complex where we think we're punching above our weight, but we need to be very clear about how big is this problem. And, it helps in addressing the total addressable market. And in doing that, it shows that there's room for growth. This entrepreneur can be capacitated accordingly. And they can grow to a global scale because it's not a problem that is only in South Africa, but it exists across the world.
Definitely. Mbongeni, I'll come to you in just a second to build up on some of the growth you've witnessed in the last year, especially given the funding that you received from Standard Bank. But Lebza, to stay with you, when entrepreneurs typically ask for money, it's always just exactly that, I need money. But there's never any specifications around how much money, what the money will be used for, what kind of funding, because they could be cash, they could be a loan, they could be a grant, they could be looking for equity. So I'm keen to understand from you, as we speak to not only Umbongeni, but many other entrepreneurs who might be listening, when it comes to pitching for funding specifically, how to position their messaging.
You know, we highlighted this quite a bit at yesterday's masterclass. And, you know, just to backtrack a little, one thing that I really appreciate about a lot of entrepreneurs from Ekasi, they've elevated the game. Their packaging is on another level.
Beautiful.
They understand their value proposition. They actually understand what they're doing at a level where they're ready to export. And some are already exporting. So I'm absolutely looking forward to some of the pitches that will come out next week.
Oh, lovely.
The big thing that any investor wants to hear, whether you're pitching for grant funding, which is the case for next week, or you're looking for an equity investor who will take a share in your business, is that make sure that the problem statement paints a very big picture. And on the back of that, people need to know that you've done something for yourself before you ask them to put money into what you're doing. So what is the skin in the game from your side? And you can only prove that through traction. So if you're at an ideation level, do a bit of work, talk to customers and do customer development. Come with proof on the table. South Africa is run by bean counters, people who are taking care of money of other people. And therefore, it's not easy for them to just make a decision easily and say, yeah, we're going to give you money, because they need to account for it. So always have that at the back of your mind, that you're solving a problem. And that problem, here's what I have done about it. And we call that traction. And it's a big opportunity in the marketplace. And here's what I'm asking for, and here's what I'm going to give in return for it. So your ask must not just be centered around, guys, I need 250,000 rand, and that's it. But I'm going to do X, Y, Z with it. And this is the value to whoever is pumping in, whether it's grant money. Like, what is it? For grant funding, generally speaking, you need to speak to impact, whether that impact is environmental, it's social. You know, it needs to bring some positivity back into the market. And when you're talking to equity investors, generally they're looking for a business that can grow at scale. And generally when they talk about scale, they talk about 10 times multiples. Mm. So if I put in 1 rand, can your business generate 10 rand? And if it can do that, you're onto something big. And you don't have to be perfect, by the way. It's not even about a single amla. It's not about, you know, talking perfect English. People are just looking for the opportunity and to understand that you understand it. And also you are the right jockey to actually execute on it. So if you're a solo founder, as an example, and you don't have the requisite skills, well, that's a 20 co-founder. Find somebody who's technical, who has the skill, partner up together. It actually makes your pitch look a whole lot better.
Got you. So important for us to remember that and also bear that in mind as entrepreneurs. Mbongeni, to come back to you, you participated last year. You were one of the runners-up. You got a nice cash payout and grant funding, as has been mentioned, from Standard Bank. 50,000 rand, if I'm not mistaken. What's business been like a year later?
So much has changed. So much has changed. There's been a lot of progress. We started becoming mobile. So with some of the money, what we were able to do was finish off buying a mobile card. So now Sobe has become mobile. We're able to do events and do small events and do big events with our mobile card. So it's been a good journey. And I'd say what else we did, we were able to buy a computer so that we stay connected. We were very distant with our customers. They said reply very late. We were unable to send invoices. So now we're able to keep in contact with them ASAP. Yeah.
Got you. Big ukuthi senzani. Hey, nekhaya phezi Standard Bank masihlangene. That's refreshing. But I guess I also want to leave it on a very empowering note. As Lebs are often asked, here's your shot. You're on air. We never know who's listening. What's the one thing you need that anyone listening can offer a level of support for your business?
Sure. Where we need help is with staffing. We've always tried to employ people, but we are unable to hold on to them because the business runs out of money. We've tried some campaigns that have been helping us, quality staffing, but it will last a year. Then after that, we have to find a new person or have to go through the process again. So we need help with able to hire people. We would like to solve that problem, being able to hire people. We have a lot of people in the neighborhood where Sobe is located, Abangana Misebenzi. And then njalo mabazakithi, we're unable to offer them a job because asina budget yokubabhadala, and we'd really love to hire them.
Got you. So you need not only money to pay them, but also, I guess, the level of upskilling and skills development. Okay. So hopefully the right HR professionals are listening and they can definitely reach out. But Mbongeni, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Continue growing onwards and upwards. And we're hoping that we'll see you next week at the Kasi SME Summit as well.
You will see me.
Definitely. Yay. That's Mbongeni Masondo, co-founder of So Bay Frozen. And send our regards to Tula, please. Wishing the both of you all the best of luck. And Silebogo Molefe joining us on the line this evening. Lebza, always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. I'm hoping that the summits and the training is going well, that next week we on our A game yet again.
I also want my rock stars. Looking forward to next week.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Ngiyabonga, Lebza. Looking forward to it and touching base with you again next week there. That's Silebogo Molefe, founder of Share the Code and our elevator pitch coach for the Standard Bank SME Kasi SME Summit taking place next week. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be phenomenal. And as you can tell from these conversations, we are here to put our money where our mouth is. Right? Making sure that not only do we profile entrepreneurs and bring your businesses to life here on air in conversation for more people to listen, to learn, and to pay attention to the growth and the products and services that you're developing, but also making sure that we partner with the right strategic partners who can offer the funding, who can offer the coaching, who can offer the mentorship and assist you in terms of your journey in your growth. So if ever there was a time for you as an entrepreneur to put your game face on, deposit and invest in your growth, this is the time. So take are available for 150 Rand on our website, kai959.co.za. And make sure to be there. It's going to be exciting. I'll meet you. You'll meet me. So, hlangana nombongeni. No lebs and ausos culture. So, bamnandi man. Kona nemali futhi. Awu bo. Wozani phela.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kai959.co.za.